the state of Alaska has charged a man in the death of a 10-year-old girl in Kotzebue. This afternoon, officials announced charges against 41-year-old Peter Wilson, including murder, kidnapping, and sexual abuse of a minor. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports. A warning here, details of this story may be disturbing to some listeners.
In detailed charging documents, prosecutors with the state say that Wilson abducted Ashley Johnson Barr on a four-wheeler earlier in September, then drove her 2 miles out of town, where he allegedly raped and killed her. In total, Wilson is accused of 9 charges. Assistant Attorney General Jenna Grunstein is with the Office of Special Prosecutions.
There are 3 counts of murder in the first degree, alleging different theories of that murder, and 1 count of kidnapping, as well as 4 counts of sexual abuse of a minor in the first degree, and 1 count of tampering with physical evidence.
Originally, Wilson was charged with lying to federal agents investigating the disappearance not long after Johnson Barr's body was discovered. Prosecutors say Wilson had Johnson Barr's cell phone in his possession in the hours after she disappeared. An extensive search for the young girl conducted by community members and law enforcement in the days after she went missing turned up no results. Ultimately, geolocation data from the phone led searchers to a remote patch of tundra off a loop road out of town. The charging documents suggest Johnson Barr was strangled with her pants, and prosecutors say DNA samples taken from her body match Wilson's. Grunstein says the state's case draws on multiple layers of hard evidence.
There was obviously quite an extensive investigation that occurred in this case, and through the course of that, they were able to obtain evidence from video surveillance systems. They also relied on evidence from the autopsy as well as evidence from DNA results.
A funeral for Johnson Barr over the weekend drew hundreds of residents. Kotzebue is a small, close-knit community, and the case has gripped attention for weeks, prompting vigils, shows of support, and donations from communities across Alaska. The investigation was conducted by local police, as well as the Alaska State Troopers and agents from the FBI. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,